Okay. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to the Nomi Nomi Institute Prayerful Journey Show. I am Isaiah Abdushakur with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and the foundation for learning based on God's Word. First, we will have up Imani Abdushakur with her presentation. Assalamu alaikum, Imani Abdushakur. Wa alaikum assalam.
Hello, we will start with Jabril
Abdushakur. Oh, okay, alhamdulillah.
I am Jabril Abdushakur. I am with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's Word. I will start with the reading from the Quran, followed by the Hadith. Behold in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, and the sailing of the ships through the ocean for the profit of mankind, and the rain which God sends down from the skies, and the life which he gives therewith, to an earth that is dead, and the beasts of all kinds, that he scatters through the earth, and the change of the winds and the clouds which they trail like the slaves between the sky and the earth. Here, indeed, are signs people are wise, for of people that are wise. Yet there are men who take for worship others besides God as equal with God. They love them as they should love God, but those of faith are overflowing in their love for God. If only the unrighteous could see, behold, they would see the penalty that to God belongs all power, and God will strongly enforce the penalty. Then those who are followed clear themselves of those who follow them, they will see the penalty and all relations between them will be cut off. And those who follow will say, if only we had one more chance, we would clear ourselves of them. And they have cleared themselves of us. Sadaqa Allahu Azim. Now we read the Hadith. Four. Some people said, O Allah's Messenger, meat is brought to us by some people, and we are not sure whether the name of Allah has been mentioned on it or not. Allah's Messenger said, mention the name of Allah and eat it. Thank you. Now I'll be reading the code is from Allah. From Allah. As a teenager, I always wanted to own my own business, but had no idea as to how to get started. After finishing high school in 1967, I worked as a merchant seaman for 2.5 years. In 1969, I was drafted into the United States Army, where I served 2 years. 1 year was spent in Vietnam as an infantry soldier. After serving in the military, I got a job driving tractor trailer trucks long distance. During that time, I had a continuing desire to own my own business. I thought I needed a large amount of money to get started, but realized later that was not the case. One day, while stopped at a red light, I saw a young brother crossing the street in front of me. He was very well groomed, wearing a suit and bow tie. In one hand, he carried newspapers, and in the other hand, he